Welcome to the City of Tukwila Transportation and Infrastructure Services Committee meeting. I call the meeting to order. It's Monday, August 15th, 2022. We have no presentations yet. There'll be a modification to that statement in a minute. Under item business agenda, item 2A, we have a solid waste contract, a contract award. Hardy Panaconte has been on top to it. We had a conversation earlier today about having a little more information than we had in the memo. So he's put together a small presentation. What we're looking to do is potentially forward this to the committee of the whole. And then it says to the regular consent agenda. But it seems like it's just committee of the whole is what our activity will be. Before we start, this is a RFP process coming to an announcement. It follows certain regulations and mandatory processes. It is a policy that the council set in place. So our job is to look at whether or not staff followed the process appropriately to today's announcement. All right, take it away.
All right, good evening, committee president. So what we have in front of us here today is the recommendation for the new solid waste contract vendor. To give you a little bit of background.
Did you want to have any of this?
I'm gonna.
Could you go up on the screen?
Yes, I'm on.
Okay.
Good. Yeah, I shared it with Laurel, but she's gonna pull it up. So what we want to talk to you, the current solid waste vendor is Waste Management, and their contract procurement process started in way back in 2011, and their contract, after a couple of extensions, it is ending October 31st of 2023. So we provided updates on procurement process at the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee October 25th, January 18th, and March 7th. So October of 2022, January of this year. And so we have laid out an RFP schedule, and we have followed that very closely. So solid waste contract, we started developing it November of 2021. So that's full 2 years before the expiration. And we went for industry review of the drafted contract December of 2021, and we collected the comments January of 2022. We also did a resident survey upon further discussions with the committee on your direction. And solid waste RFP was released February of 2022. And we received proposals in May of 2022. And we evaluated the proposals between May and June, and contract was finalized June and July. And here we are in front of you for the process between August and September. The proposal evaluation score sheet is something we added in the presentation today. The proposal evaluation was done mainly in two parts. One is the quantitative part of it, in which Waste Management came up higher with 60 points. And the second part is a qualitative. Qualitative is where Recology scored 36.5 points out of 40. And overall points of 85.3 versus 83.5 by Waste Management puts Recology ahead in the proposal evaluation. And from there, staff started further reviewing Recology proposal. Some of the highlights of their proposals are they demonstrated service reliability. They have a local call center with a dedicated customer service representative. An employee-owned company with commitment to equity and diversity, and dedicated to diversion from landfill and contamination reduction. So they have programs that will help and benefit the restaurants that would like to separate their food waste from the regular trash. And so there are these are some of the highlights of why they scored, and you saw the score. And they have full-time educational outreach staff dedicated for Tukwila and recovery stores for hard-to-recycle items. So these are some of the highlights. And going back to the resident survey, some of the highlights that residents wanted, one is reliability, second one is cost, third is customer service, hard-to-recycle items, bulky item pickup, education and outreach. So if you look back on the very last slide, the residents' priorities were put in a pie chart, and reliability, 60%, is the highest scoring on theirs. So on the reliability, we looked at the ecology, and they have a higher score, higher points than waste management, for example. So we are trying to take all of the our constituents and their survey results, and we followed the process of an RFP process. We have scored and evaluated. We staff took time, kept notes. Everything was done per the process. So here we are at the end of this process with a recommendation. And we have further negotiated a few more of these with the Recology, and we're here to tell you that they have offered a few more incentives as part of the contract, the negotiation, where we think it's up about $700,000 a year worth of further benefits were offered during negotiation. So these are some highlights, and we're here to take questions. And
all right, before I do come with some questions, I just want to say also in a conversation with Mari, wanted to make it possible through a link that the public can see the scoring and look at how we walk through this process. I want to be as transparent as we possibly can. And my understanding is that we will provide that link, or may have already to go.
We'll work together on that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I'm hoping before this really goes sooner than later,
mm-hmm.
we'll be able to have that somewhere on the page that has this contract and everything.
Sure.
Okay.
Yep.
And there's a lot of people focus on this. Councilmember Sharp, questions or comments?
So you mentioned that that there's going to be a breakdown as far as how you score to get this chart.
Okay. Yes.
And then as far as reviewing, who on in the administration reviewed the pros and cons of the contract? You mentioned that we looked at it. We reviewed. Who would be that?
Right.
Who would be that?
So we have a cross departmental panel that we have. So it's myself, Public Works Budget Analyst Griffin, and Nora from DCD, and then we have Rachel Bianchi and David Fine from the administration. All of us together, we evaluated. It's a cross departmental panel.
And then is it just these two outfits that decided they wanted to do waste management for us, just the two, or were there others?
There were only two bidders. Yeah, mm-hmm. Two.
Okay. And then I'm going to ask, who are these gentlemen?
These are representatives from Recology. If there was a question that Harry couldn't answer and needed to use them as a rescue, he could do that, but mm-hmm. they're not really here to comment.
I just wanted to know who they were.
Oh, sure.
I love you.
Do you want them to introduce themselves quickly?
If you'd like.
Let's go ahead, guys.
Logan Harvey, Government Community Relations Manager for Ecology King County.
Anthony Brocato, General Manager of Ecology King County.
I'm Steve Brum. I'm the Regional Manager for the Northwest for Ecology. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Were they invited to the meeting by you, Harvey?
No. What we originally thought was... they were going to be online and only present questions.
Oh, I see.
And later, with some of the conversations and developing this, the presentation, we didn't have enough time to go through all of this, so I had them here in case any immediate clarifications.
I only asked because Waste Management reached out to council personally, so I'm getting the impression they were not invited or they weren't welcome. I just want to get clarity.
They're online.
Oh, okay. I didn't know they were there. Sorry.
They're online as a public meeting.
It's a public meeting.
Oh, I didn't know. But they showed up. So I'm waste management probably has a stake in the game. They probably would want to show up. I didn't know, so I needed to just know. Okay, that's all the questions I have.
So Hari, all along the way, attorney is paying attention to RFP process, defining the delivery.
Yes, every step of the way, we had our attorney involved, every meeting, every memo, everything we wrote was reviewed by.
Did you have any places where we stumbled in our process?
We followed the process to what we had written.
Okay. It's my humble opinion, Councilmember Sharp, that two of us making a recommendation is a possibility. But I'd rather just pass this without a recommendation and let the whole council weigh it together at the COW. Do you have any feelings on that?
What are you asking me again?
I'm thinking that we don't weigh in here. There's only two of us here. That we pass this through without a recommendation so the whole council can take it on at the COW together.
Oh, yeah. I'm good with the whole council weighing in.
Okay. Anything else anybody wants to add? That's the outcome of this particular part of the agenda. We're moving on to business agenda 2B, Surface Water Fund. Surface Water Fund, Duwamish Basin Stewardship in Local Agreement. This is for Betty. Yes?
Hello, yes. Good evening. Here to talk to you tonight about an interlocal agreement supporting a Duwamish Basin Steward position. A little bit of background. King County has a basin steward program that they have in several rivers throughout King County. They're a team of professionals knowledgeable about community and natural resources specific to those watersheds. They work with communities to steward natural resources, protect and restore habitat, and coordinate volunteer efforts. Community organizations have long lobbied King County to create a steward position for the Duwamish River. We came to you in November 8th, 2021 to discuss this and bring this topic to your attention for discussion purposes. Since then, the partners, which include the cities of Tukwila and Seattle, the Port of Seattle, and King County, have developed the attached interlocal agreement, which defines how decisions will be made, cost share, and other details related to managing the position. The ILA would be in effect from from when it signed until December 31st of 2026. And could be extended by partner agreement. The Duwamish Basin Steward will work to develop and implement Chinook salmon habitat restoration projects in the Duwamish River in coordination with the jurisdictions, tribes, landowners, agencies, and nonprofit partners, of which there are many. This position will support efforts to acquire property and restore shallow water rearing habitat, leveraging available funding to maximize the environmental benefits. The steward will serve to coordinate partners and to add to partner capacity towards common goals, communicate to the public about salmon recovery, and serve as a point person for Duwamish projects and planning efforts. The steward would work to ensure that the interests of underserved communities within the Duwamish Basin are represented in conservation and habitat restoration projects. Tukwila's cost share for the Duwamish Basin steward position, which is shown in Exhibit B of the ILA, which is attached to your packet, is 12%. For 2022, that contribution would be $26,000. They would be adjusted annually for inflation using the Consumer Price Index. The annual contribution from Tukwila would be delivered through the Surface Water Utility Fund. Council is being asked to approve the ILA for the Duwamish Basin Stewardship and consider this item on the consent agenda at the August 22nd special council meeting.
Councilmember Sharp.
So, is it always going to be 12% from here to 2026?
Yes, it will.
Okay. Sounds like something that needs to be done. I don't have any other questions. Thanks.
Thank you.
I think I asked this question earlier. Are we going to house this person at Tukwila, or is this, are they proposing that we house them at King County to Port of Seattle?
I don't think that's been decided. I relayed that invitation to them. I know the Port of Seattle has made a similar offer. King County is fully remote in that department, as you're probably aware. I don't know the answer to that question at this time.
Okay. And then the hiring process is if we approve this, does that go through Tukwila or does it go through one of the other agencies?
King County will run the procurement process. I don't Honestly, no. I would have to check as to what the structure would be as far as the city's participation in that selection.
Okay. The reason I ask all these questions is I'm concerned about hiring someone representing our part of the river that kind of goes native with King County or with the port and doesn't have the local interests at heart. And so it's really important to me how these people are hired. If they, you know, maybe the port's offices are way more luxurious. And so I can understand that I'm co-locating together for practical purposes, but having some kind of a make a trip out twice a month and work with the city and understand our concerns and have a real tendency to want to personify Tukwila in its in this capacity rather than just go with the party line. Does that make sense? Not that we're that diverse.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that those are excellent comments. And I would be more than willing to, you know, make those comments and represent Tukwila and those interests that you mentioned.
Right. And then also in the hiring process, it'd be nice if somebody from Tukwila was involved, if not two, at least somebody is on the hiring panel. Because in the end, we're supposed to be Team Tukwila. And if we're going to be handing that money, I'd sure like it to be someone who is interested in getting to know other people here in Tukwila and the staff and understanding concerns from multiple departments.
Absolutely. And I can say at the staff level, we will also be advocating for that to make sure that, you know, the Tukwila residents and ratepayers are getting their money's worth and that there's a lot of projects to be done in Tukwila and a lot of community participation that I think needs to happen and people in the community that are interested in this. So we'll do our best here at the staff level to make that happen. And we'll look into some of the answers of your questions.
Okay, appreciate that. So this is just word on to the special consent agenda on next Monday's meeting. I'm good for that. How do you feel?
Yes.
Okay, we're good. That's unanimous. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Moving on to business item 2C, the 131st place drainage improvement project design consultant selection and agreement. Mr. Hopkins.
Good evening.
Hi.
The council is being asked to approve a consultant agreement with Pace Engineers in the amount of $371,610 for engineering and design services for a drainage improvement project in Southgate neighborhood on South 131st Street, and to consider this item on the consent agenda at the August 22nd special council meeting. South 131st Street floods a couple times a year during large storm events due to an undersized culvert beneath South 131st Street. Southgate Creek backs up, floods the roadway, and then overflows into adjacent private property. City maintenance, with a permit from the Washington State Department of Fish and Wildlife, dredges the creek to remove built-up sediment upstream of the culvert to maintain flow. DFW has requested the city find an alternate solution that does not require dredging the creek. The goal of this project is to eliminate or reduce flooding of the roadway in private properties and to reduce maintenance costs. This contract with TAFE includes two parts. Part A is to develop 90% plans for a culvert replacement. This would be permit-ready plans that increase flow through and provide fish passage. Part B of the contract would be a basin analysis of Southgate Basin's drainage system to understand the contributing factors to flooding. This effort will assist with developing Part A and also identify future surface water improvement projects that will help to further reduce downstream flooding, erosion, and improve stream flow that benefits water quality, fish passage, and habitat. The city advertised a request for proposal in the Daily Journal of Commerce and the Seattle Times. Pace's proposal was reviewed and scored according to predefined criteria by a selection committee. Pace's proposal was scored high among committee members and selected. The city has contracted with Pace Engineers for numerous projects in the past with good results. Staff continue to have positive experience and very satisfied with Pace's work. Pace has provided a cost estimate not to exceed $371,610 to perform engineering and design services for the South 131st Street Place Drainage Improvement Project. The project CIP design budget is $150,000, and the city has secured $120,000 $83 in grant funding from the King County Flood Control District. If awarded, the remaining $101,527 could be funded by a pending grant of $300,000 from the King County or Surface Water 412 Utility Fund. PACE's estimate is higher than the original CIP budget due to the inclusion of Part B in the RFP to understand the contributing factors to flooding. That concludes my presentation.
Councilmember Sharp.
I'm looking at the sheet here. So which part is the one where we, what money did the City of Tukwila contribute? Is it the project CIP number?
Yes, the CIP number is the contributing dollar amount. And then pending, the expectation is an additional grant of $300,000 will be secured from King County, which would cover the remaining balance.
The question I have is, in the, it said it could be funded. So what happens if we can't secure that money from King County or the Surface Water 412 Utility Fund? Does that mean that Tukwila will pay for the rest?
The 412 Surface Water Utility Fund has $850,000 in construction funding for this project. And so the plan would be to pull construction funds forward to fund design. And then the city is planning to continue to pursue design funding and construction funding. So the expectation is that the money would ultimately come from grants.
I understand that we want it to come from grants, but if it doesn't come from grants, do we have to pay the difference?
So I can answer that question, Committee Member. So it all will come from the surface water fund. It comes from the surface water ratepayer fund. It's not a city general fund. So I just want to clarify.
Okay, so it is all our money.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry to put you on the spot like that. Thanks.
You're good. Good
follow the processes.
Yeah.
Attorney likes where we're heading with the agreement that we have laid out with these signs. And no matter what, we've got this covered if grants don't come through. Okay. Can you tell me what we're going to come up short on if we have to pay for it out of our own pocket?
Yeah, so what we will be coming up short if we don't get the additional grants is earning $1,527.
Okay. Yeah. Therefore, we will find the money in other budget categories. So we'll finish this process. Does that mean we'll come up short on another one that we might have been able to accomplish, but money we choose to?
Right. There is enough money in surface water fund, council members, as you know, and so there are a few reasons why the way when we were predicting project CIP costs and design costs, some of the numbers we were using was for a lesser amount of work, and there was a scope B that was added to the work, so therefore the design has gone. So we're going to accomplish more work by spending more money, so it's a fairly straightforward cost increase that happened.
Okay. So we're just doing head nods, get it on the consent for special consent agenda next Monday. Okay, that's unanimous. Moving on to D, McCown Road, South Water Upgrade and Sidewalk Improvements, contract number 22-015, amendment number one. Mr. Al-Talal. Take it away.
Good evening.
Seems like you were just here a minute ago.
I was. So I'm here to ask for the approval of amendment number one for the McAdam Road, the construction contract number 22015, as you have mentioned, with Laser. And a little background on the project. On January 24th, 2022, the council approved the construction project with Laser. We went ahead and awarded it, and that project thus far has resulted in upsizing the water main along McAdam Road from South Center all the way up the hill to 144th, as well as looping the main, which increases fire flow there. the water along McAdam and the branches off of it will be better quality because it's moving instead of just sitting at a dead end main. It also will be better tasting, won't taste stale. And the repaving of the road, if I'm sure all of you remember what shape it was beforehand, a lot of potholes, a lot of cracks. Now it's in a better shape. There's no potholes. It's a brand new pavement. And it that increases the safety. It's easier to stop when there's no potholes and cracks. It's easier to turn and see people. The ceiling is usually very reflective. Now we're not dealing with that when it's sunny out. The sidewalk improvement is a good chunk of this project as well. That bridged the gap of about 1,200 feet of sidewalk that was added along the previously just an undeveloped shoulder and increased safety. It also provided ADA compliance to over a mile of McAdam Road between the two intersections there. And it also, we increased the fire hydrants along there, so it's easier access for the fire department if they need it, because now we have a much better fire flow along that corridor. While doing the project, we've had, in July alone, we've resulted in a shortfall that's could be up to $300,000. And the three main contributing items are listed below, and I will go through it. The first one is flagging, and that was mainly a safety concern. We had anticipated, including the design team had anticipated, that it would be closer to about 1,000 hours. And the project did start right during COVID. Most of that traffic that we saw was during COVID. So we knew it was a lot less than anticipated. We increased it by about 50% to get a more realistic traffic flow, but we were still well short of it. And we knew about this during July. And the branches off of McAdam, even though they're not streets per se, they're still very heavily trafficked going in and out of apartment complexes. So that caused us to need more flaggers there to make sure there's no accidents or anybody going the wrong way, which we didn't see any issues, luckily, there. But that did result in about $162,000 of additional flagging, over $2,000 of flagging there. And then the other item is the alternate schedule, which in a typical contract, you award a base bid, and then the alternate schedule is the additional construction that you've designed, but you don't necessarily build. So in this case, the additional schedule was built, but it was not awarded when we awarded the base bid. So that created confusion. We were using a budget that we didn't necessarily have, even though the CIP sheet did include one for it, but we never took that to council. So we weren't really authorized to, we didn't have the fund there in that pot to do the construction there. But that has been done. And that cost about $67,166.15 to do that work. And to be more precise, this is the east or the northbound lane along McAdam Road from South Center Boulevard to 152nd. So it's almost a quarter of a mile of single lane road. And that's a good segue into the last one, which is the out of scope work, which we did not design, but it was accidentally done. So the southbound lane on McAdam Road from 152nd all the way down to South Center, that was grinded on the day they were doing grinding of all of McAdam. And we didn't notice it until they had already tore up the road and were getting ready for the paving. So at that point, we had to come up with a solution with the contractor. Leaving it torn up as it was not a solution that we could really go with. So they were able to give us, the grinding was done for free because that was clearly their mistake. And then the paving to repair the grinding and bring it up to the way it looks now, which is a great product, they ate half of that cost. So even though the total of that out of scope work was about $90,000, we were able to negotiate down and have them only ask us for $43,792 there. Overall, the financial impact here, it's just under $300,000 for those three main items that were the main culprit of that overrun here. And that extra cost would be 100% covered by the Water Enterprise Fund, which we did account for in the CIP. We just never took that extra bit in front of council to get it authorized.
Councilmember Sharp.
Well, flagging is a necessary tool when you're doing construction. Just estimate more next time. It's on your next project, okay? And I'm all for infrastructure because, you know, when you put money in, this is just a comment. You don't have to say anything. Anytime we invest in infrastructure, we get that money back in the long run. So it's got to be done. Nice work. Just next time, the flaggers thing, ask for more hours when you put the bid in or whatever.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Yep.
First of all, I was driving down that street today to get to City Hall and thinking to myself, they must be pretty close to closing this thing out. There's no more construction going on in that area, correct? It's basically complete?
Yeah, we had a punch list and a final walkthrough meeting last week. So there's some minor items. I think there's some sealing and cleaning up and make sure all their, whether it's garbage or tools that they have there, is gone. But there is not any construction or closure left.
It looks fantastic. So my worry is you didn't plan to do anything on the southbound lanes, and now we've made the whole surface look great. Are we expecting more underground work on that road anytime soon? Because it should be nice to preserve that for 5 years.
Yeah.
We're not anticipating any projects there, council members. I think what happened was, since this project, genesis of this project was water main replacement, so the designer just, from the water main, he only, from that cut, so we didn't justify full-on road replacement, but by their mistake, now we have it, and we got it for half price, but we didn't leave it with anticipation of anything. We will not tear it up in the fence.
Good. Just ruin this food for the overlaying. It'd be nice if we didn't have to bother us with it for a while. The only other thoughts that I had was, even though this is water under the bridge and we're getting kind of a bargain, it's unexpected expenditures. Is there any way to bother our grants lady and see if there's some kind of loose something around at the national level that says pick up the pieces fund or whatever it might be called? And see if we qualify for that, just because we're still a small city and impacts like this is pretty heavy.
Yeah, that's a good suggestion. I think Brittany can ask Transportation Improvement Board in Olympia because they have some interest in this. They gave us, it's under the complete streets for the sidewalk, so we could definitely ask and see where that goes.
And for most of these guys, this is budget dust, and it'd be nice if we could slip out of the full load on it. Okay, the only other thing I have to say in miscellaneous, unless you have more to add on the item we just finished, is that I have a resident that sent an email talking about four or six items in that aren't in the contract or aren't mentioned in the way of the contract that they were hoping. Contract is not finalized yet, correct? So I'm going to send that to you, Hari, and see it to Laurel to send to the rest of the council just to keep in mind. And with that, this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.